The next chapter is Babu Ma Ja'a Fi Sifati Milfar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The chapter that has come on the characteristic of the helmet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The steel helmet that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wear during battle. So the first hadith is on Anas ibn Malik. Anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala Makkah wa alayhi milfar. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered Mecca on the day of the Fath, when he actually the Mecca had become conquered, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a helmet. فَقِيلَ لَهُ هَذَا إِبْنُ خَطَلْ مُعَلِّقٌ بِأَسْتَارِ الْكَعْبَةِ. So someone said to him that verily Ibn Khatal is hanging on the Kaaba. فَقَالَ أُقْتُلُهُ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he should be killed. So this particular narration refers to when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Mecca. The day that he entered Mecca, you have two narrations. One says that he was wearing a black turban, and the other says that he was wearing a helmet. So either he was wearing a black turban underneath his helmet, or on top of his helmet, or a portion of the time he actually was wearing a helmet, and the remainder of the time he was wearing a black turban. When he entered Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a general amnesty to every person in Mecca. This was part of the mercy of the Prophet. He forgave everybody immediately. He said that those people in their houses, they have amnesty. Those people in the Kaaba, they have amnesty. And those people, and in general, they have amnesty to every single person in Mecca with the exception of 11 men and 6 women. 11 men and 6 women were not given amnesty on the initial entering of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of these 11 men and 6 women, 7 of the men and 2 of the women took Islam and they were pardoned. And the rest of them were killed because of the crimes that they had committed. In particular, one of these people was named Ibn Khatal. Now Ibn Khatal was actually somebody who had come to Medina before the Fatah of Mecca. He came to Medina from Mecca and he accepted Islam on the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet then changed his name to Abdullah. Then the Prophet he lived in Medina for a while with the Prophet ﷺ, and on one occasion the Prophet ﷺ sent him to collect the zakah from a tribe outside of Medina. And along with him, the Prophet ﷺ also sent a servant. On the way, this particular person killed the servant that the Prophet ﷺ had sent him with because that servant brought his food late. He was bringing his meals later than he would have liked. So he got angry and he killed the servant. And then he became afraid that now I've killed the Muslims, so they will definitely kill me in retribution. So he ran away and went back to Mecca. He renounced his Islam and he purchased 2 slave girls. And he taught those slave girls to sing songs against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually entered into Mecca, this was one of the people who was not excused and he was killed, because he had killed another person, and that was the retribution according to the Islamic law. So this is what the narration is applying to, and the reason why Imam Tirmidhi has brought it here is because it refers to the occasion when the Prophet ﷺ was wearing a helmet when he entered the Fatah, when he entered for the Fatah of Mecca. An Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala Mecca ta'am al-fatih wa ala ra'sihi milfar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered Mecca, the year of the Fatah, and on his head there was a helmet. Qala lamma naza'ahu ja'ahu rajulun. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually descended, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, فَقَالَ لَهُ إِنَّ إِبْنُ خَطَلْ. Verily Ibn Khatal is hanging the astar al-Ka'aba. He's hanging on the Ka'aba. He's hanging on the Ka'aba seeking amnesty. فَقَالَ اقْتُلُوهُ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he should be killed. قَالَ ابن شهاب وَبَلَغَنِي أَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُحْرِمًا. So the narrator of the hadith says that I have also heard that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on that particular day was not in the state of Ihram. Now this hadith, part of it you already understand because you know the story of Ibn Khatal. But the other half is about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم not being in the state of Ihram the day that he entered Mecca. Now according to Imam Shafi'i, it is permissible to enter the haram without an ihram. For example, if you're going for business or some other necessity. But according to Imam Abu Hanifa, it is not permissible in general for somebody to enter the haram without the state of ihram, even if he's going on business. And Imam Shafi'i uses this hadith. But look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The day of the Fatah of Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering into the haram. لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ مُحْرِمًا. He was not in the state of Ihram on that particular day. But Imam Abu Hanifa says that you have to look further, because you look at Imam Bukhari's book and you find a hadith in Imam Bukhari's book which says that on this particular day, the exemption of the sacredness of the precinct of the Haram was lifted for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, battle is not permitted in the Haram, nor is killing. But on this particular day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Sahaba that on this day, and only on this day, and only for me, the prohibition to kill and fight in this area has been lifted. And so Imam Abu Hanifa says that based on that hadith, we see that this day was an exception. And so therefore, it can't be taken as a proof for why the Prophet was not wearing ihram, because the sacredness of the precinct had been lifted for those few hours on that particular day. And so that's why the Prophet wasn't wearing an ihram. But regardless, this is the ikhtilaf among the ulama. Both views are acceptable. And so the question comes up in this particular hadith. And so that's why I mentioned it.